a man who is holy by nature. This man belongs in heaven by right, and because he is God, has the capacity to bring others there with him. The union of God and man in Jesus Christ, the Holy One, opens the door of hope for us. John Calvin says this beautifully. In short, since neither as God alone could he feel death, nor as man alone could he overcome it, he coupled human nature with divine, that to atone for sin he might submit the weakness of the one to death, and that, wrestling with death by the power of the other nature, he might win victory for us. This is the purpose of the Incarnation. Only the God-man could deliver the promises of God to men and women. The birth of the Holy One of God led to the perfect, sinless life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Temptation. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Christ confronted Satan when he was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, and Christ triumphed where Adam failed. The serpent tempted Jesus 3 times, just as he had done with Eve and Adam. The parallels are obvious, but we must not miss the differences. The environment was clearly different. Eve and Adam faced temptation in a garden with food supplied on the trees all around them. Christ faced temptation in a desert where there was no food and he was hungry. The initiatives were different. Satan came looking for the woman in the garden, but Christ went after Satan in the desert. The Holy Spirit led him into confrontation with the devil. Christ stalked Satan, drew him out into the open, and initiated the confrontation. The greatest difference was the outcome. Where Adam failed, Christ triumphed. Having plied Christ with his most exquisite temptation, Satan was forced to retreat until an opportune time. Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Overcoming the Holy One by temptation was clearly not an option. Christ's triumph over temptation has huge significance for us. Adam's failure brought misery for us. He passed on the effects of his failure to all who derive their life from him. By nature, we belong to Adam, who failed. We share in his failure. We are under sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. But Christ's triumph brings hope for us. As Adam passed on the effects of his failure to all who derive their life from him, so Christ passes on the effects of his triumph to all who draw new life from him. By grace and through faith, we belong to Christ who triumphed. We share in his triumph. We are under grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. The weakness of Adam who failed is in you, so be on your guard against temptation. But the strength of Christ who triumphed is also in you by the Holy Spirit.